evening and honorable members. Let us start with our meeting.
Apology from Mr. Kalisa. He's got other engagements. Mr. Ntembu might be late.
He doesn't attend that one. Kalisa doesn't really attend many meetings. He may be engaged in another meeting. Honorable Mthethwa must be assisting him. Kalisa. Kalisa, that is the EFF man. He attend once a year. Yeah, he came two and then he disappeared. Other parties, maybe they are still coming. Ngwezi always got lost here. Sometimes he can get lost until the meeting is over. That the minutes today you have to adopt the minutes are too many. There are too many. We shouldn't allow it. I think it should be every following meeting we must adopt this. It doesn't take long to draft the minutes. Otherwise, if you adopt the minutes 6 months down the line, they are not very helpful sometimes.
Chair, we did take that decision.
Yeah.
A while back.
It's not implemented.
No.
Okay. Okay, the staff will implement the decision accordingly. It doesn't take long to write a meeting or a minute of the committee. And, okay. Comrade colleagues, let us start with our meeting. We have 2 minutes dated 28th of June, 2017. Attendance is there. Apologies. Page one of the minutes. Introduction. Briefing on the audit outcome of local government. Resolution of the committee. That decision has to be implemented. We have to still to identify which one that we want to invite, but I think we have added more anyway. We have added more in our last meeting. Okay. Can we move? And we are here with the copy. Honorable Mthethwa. Okay.
Maybe in this resolution, Chair, oh, we're just reading minutes and adopting. I thought we should have identified those municipalities so that the minutes reflect correctly, which I did.
Would be matters arising here. We'd adopt the minutes as they were taken at the time. Then we can then go for matters arising with the areas like the one that we have to invite them. I think it should be an issue that is outstanding. The copy that I have, 15th August. August, 16 August, 22 August, 30th of August, 6 September, 12 September, 13 of September, 3 October, 4 October, 5 October, 10 October, 11 October, 18 October, 19 October, 24th October. Do you have all the copies? Can we then proceed to the next set of meetings? 15th of August. Attendance there. Yes, ma'am. 15th of August. 15 August 2017.
The same document.
Same document. They will assist with that, but in the same document. It's far better if you loosen it a bit, because then you can see. No, 15 August. Already now. Can we move? Attendance. Of the committee. Any issue there? It's fine, agreed. Move and seconded. 16th of August. Ngwezi is going to be written in full. Mr. Nge. Let's move on. Page 2 of our minutes. 2.1 resolution, there will not come of indigenous, traditional endeavor. Declaration of commitment was adopted under the above things on communal land currently held in trust, resolved as follows. That is really the indaba, traditional, indigenous, and traditional indaba. Those are decisions that were taken by them, not our decision. We're invited to attend the meeting, and we attended the meeting. And then the whole issue of capacity building. Let's go for 3 resolution of the committee. The committee will consider the resolution of Indaba when deliberating on traditional leadership. I think that they will consider that, broadly speaking. It's an ongoing, it's work in progress, the whole issue of traditional leadership system of governance in our country. Are we happy? Any problem there? Can we move on, adopt it and move? And then adopt it accordingly. Can we move to 22 August 2017? briefing. Attendance is there. Honorable James Duve, you are fine. Those are briefing, really, General. Page 2. Any issue there that we think is an outstanding issue? Go to resolution. The committee agreed to the proposal. In principle, we'll have the amendment made when it is with the bill clause by clause. I think we have amended the bill. That's why today is going to be presented in Parliament for consideration. Are we happy? Can we move? Honorable Duve, Honorable Malulege, happy? Let's move to 23 August. Page 1. Move on. Again, was that deliberation on the coins and leadership bill? The legal advisors there assisting us. Go for the committee resolve to continue deliberation until the end of the session. That was a decision taken there. Honorable Mthethwa, Honorable Matsite, happy. Can we proceed to the next set of minutes? 29 August. Again, is a continuation of the work that we have been doing for some time. Yes,
sir. Chair, can it just be recorded that I submitted an apology for that meeting? I wasn't in attendance at that meeting.
I submitted your apology. And your apology was accepted. Okay. Can we move on? Page 1 is attendance, again continuation of the deliberation, clause 5. And then we move clause by clause, select clause 6, clause 7, 8, 9, 10. Go for the resolution as a matter of principle, the committee agrees that where the phrase reasonable time appears in the foundation. The next set of meetings, 1st September 2017, attendance there.
let's probably pick it on the 6th September.
On page, the first page, it is not, because there are those who are present and others, there are gaps there. I think we should agree that if a person is not present in the meeting, there should be an apology. That should be reflected like any other minutes that we've read. That should not be leave a space like this, because it doesn't tell us whether the person was born.
Okay. Now is the commission, as we agreed. I think it appears like that in the bill that is proposed to be adopted by the chamber. So very happy. Of course, we took the DA objection to one of the areas there. Are we ready?
Actually, there is a commission on the restitution of land rights. The essence, the spirit of what, but there is a commission that does the.
Maybe before we leave the September minutes, 12 and 13, I'm not sure whether it's just a typing error or what.
because on attendance everybody is present, and I'm not sure whether Xalisa is present for the 2 days in the meeting. Even if he attends, he will leave early, and he doesn't attend two meetings in a week.
But this is the right minute late anyway, you always do this. If you go to court, they found you with this thing, you know, and then got arrested. But I want to use our natural intelligence and recalling things and make mistakes. That's why everything must be written immediately. That's the most I can try and take in Paris. During deliberation, never seen to correct them. October 3.
Sorry, Chair, just before we got off that previous minute.
Which one?
The 13th of September.
Mm-hmm.
Resolution 4. Doesn't make any sense. Members requested an executive summary of the Khoisan Amendment Bill detailing what has been accomplished in terms of the legislation. First of all, there's no such thing as the Khoisan Amendment Bill. And secondly, I don't know what we were trying to accomplish when we recorded that. I mean, there's just no such legislation.
I remember raising the issue quite a few times. Maybe it has not been kept it properly. What I was saying is that we needed to have a summary, high-level summary, of the bill. And I was told that that was a standard procedure, that at some point when the bill is made available, we will get such a summary. That is standard procedure to have a summary of the bill. And indeed, we were provided with such a summary at a later stage.
Chair, can we then amend it to the TKLB, Traditional and Khoisan Leadership Bill? Let's refer to the right legislation. Sorry, Chair, sorry to take you back.
No, very helpful. That's what I was saying, that those who read these things 5 years down the line will find you very mad. Yeah. What these people are doing here? It will not make sense. That's why the rule, the general minutes are reaching quick. The next meeting, they look at the minutes, mind are fresh, they're able to do this thing. And they met him as they're saying that that's what you are doing. Thank you.
say that was a vote of pride just consistent. Consistent in relation to numbering. But, these minutes must more or less be in the same kind of way. Standardization of numbering and so on.
Just before we go on to 10 October, there was something mentioned on the 5th of October about the National Disaster Management Center and the fact that they hadn't appeared.
They didn't come to us?
No.
You want to invite them?
I can't recall the reason why they didn't appear. Was it because they hadn't finalized their report? Yeah.
But I think that's true now with that.
I just think that that's one entity that we didn't review. Are they rolled up now?
Yes.
Because they used to give us a separate report.
Yeah, but not the financial statement.
Okay.
But they can come to, if you want them to brief us about the other issues of state of readiness, other challenges, they can always come and brief them. But they don't have the same and all the financial issues. It's an NGO type of an organization. And it's a network. It's not part of the organization. But they're playing a very important role. I think government sometimes gives them some money department.
Yeah.
That's an information. Okay. But they're doing a good job. Can we Sarah report. There are resolutions here by committee. Look at the resolutions. AMCO is coming tomorrow. And here are also technology providers. Tomorrow will come and just assist us on innovation. They get us many areas, but a smaller town. That is certainly a serious problem. They're almost collapsing. Not only just money, but infrastructure maintenance. It's a simple thing that should be done by any municipality. The issue anyway that infrastructure will have is on the most. A small town, so I tell me, they don't even have a town plan. If a plan has to be approved, a person must drive to Bloemfontein. In Bloemfontein, they file and file the whole city, smaller town, back home, they go there. And then many business people then are moving away from there. Because it takes about two years. Just to approve a plan to build what is this called? What is this car? Warehouse? If they don't get anyone, they have to assist them. There's no one who signs off. They're men of our cities. And no one signs off. They must go and make an application. When you go there, the staff has missed the paper. We have to resubmit the papers. Their business testing. You want to make money. And it takes long and long and long and long. And people simply move away and go to other areas of work. It's a big problem that is still there. And then this team that is assisting us, I think. Let us hear what the innovators are proposing tomorrow. And it also organs of state themselves. They should really be assisting us addressing some of the problems. And then so they should find a better way of dealing with us. Dealing with their homes and everything, the small ones, smaller towns. October, Honorable Michesco, thank you. Honorable Manule, thank you. 18th of October, as far as Locasia, where was the religious issue? So, and I think we're very happy with the religious chief. In the debate, there, the religious objections. And some of them are very angry. We still have to work out on the report ourselves. I think we must find time. Of course, this is the last month for members of parliament to be on parliament. End of this month, we will go to do constituency work and then the political work and the voting. They've been 18th of October, page 1. But there are many discussions. Some of them are repeating themselves for time. I hope that they were managed well, they didn't have problems. For the issues that were raised were there.
Chairperson, the first bullet point ends prematurely.
Okay.
It says it was noted that the Commission misled Parliament and that what?
And then they must explain themselves.
Okay.
Because what we wanted really to come and explain. Because their view was that they have consulted everyone. People came in there says now they're not even consulted. General secretaries that supposed to have been the report. Suddenly they wrote letters saying that rejecting the report. It was going to be a very clumsy situation. But broadly speaking, I think the religious sector treated themselves very well. They really made it very meaningful. They were angry here and there, but they behaved extremely well. I think it was a very good meeting.
the sooner we engage with them again for other matters, I think the better for us. And the only resolution there is that interaction with other faith leaders is organized. That was consensus within all the nominations and made the resolution that is the system regulation. I think many of them can emphasize this question of self-regulation. They raised the proposal that the national platform be organized. And then the committee will organize the meeting with the other committee to discuss some of the issues.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just wanted to ask the meaning of the asterisk, because I know that in some of the meetings, yes, I'm not present on page one. Sorry, on the attendance.
Asterisk?
Yes.
Where?
Like on my name.
On your name?
Yes. If it's absent, yes.
Very important. I think it's a very exquisite way of putting it. You are very special.
No, I think I'm also raising as Honorable Maluleka had raised earlier on, and Honorable Dube has raised that if you are absent, it should be clear that you're absent, because I know that in some of the meetings, yes, I am absent, like I'm attending the small business.
Okay, no, we'll
check
that alternate member will put it down. I always thought that when next to your name when there's a star, it's important. When my hand is there, it should put four stars,
yeah,
which is the most important.
Oh, okay.
But it may be, I think, general indicating what an it meant. Okay, but I think we'll correct it accordingly, not too close. Okay? About me, sir.
I think this point, Chair, remember it was debated as well, the two bullets. The first one is the one that Honorable Mayhem has raised, that the question of misled of Parliament. I think that one, the Commission has clarified that, you know, if they talk on a national structure, they expect that that national structure will communicate the discussion to their region or branches or going down, but they said they had a proof of that. You know, when it reflected in the minutes like misled, people can read it wrongly as if this matter was not attended to. The other point here is bullet number four. It was again proposed that the committee not approve the report. It was part of the discussion. Others were saying this matter must be adopted, this report must be adopted. Others, they raised the issue of not approve this report. But here it's only one-sided reflection, as if it was a general agreement in the meeting. I think that must be corrected, as Chair, that there were views which were saying others feel that this report must be rejected. Others were saying the report must be agreed. It has never been put to test how many are saying what. So I think the minutes must reflect that too, Chair. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Yes. Sorry, Chair, can we finish this one before we go back? Can we finish the one that we're on before we go back? Sorry, Chair. Sorry. Chair, just on this minute, it's for the 18th of October, and I have no problem with the minutes per se, and I note what Honourable Mteto is saying about, but I think the bullet points under item 2 were being noted as those were discussions that were raised. There were issues that were raised. They weren't decisions that were taken. Those are recorded under item 3, the resolutions of the committee. So it might have been suggested that the committee not approve the report, but it wasn't a decision of the committee under item 3. But Chair, what I actually wanted to come back to was the fact that there were actually two meetings of this committee, of with the CRL. There was on the 17th and the 18th of October, and we only have a minute for the 18th. Yeah, it was over 2 days.
Yeah, there are 2 days, and we've got another hope of the 17th. Yeah. Okay, let us take the vote. Yes, agreed on this. Let us go back to our lady.
It's on the 18th, chapter 7.
18.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think on page 2, we should say the following issues were, not was. Because we said issues.
Oh, okay. We're
yes. And on page 3, the committee adjourned at 16:45 until 18 October. I think maybe it's a mistake. Because we were having the meeting on the 18th.
Yeah, I think he was there.
Still on that resolution, bullet number 2.
Bullet number 2?
The briefing on legislation. Which legislation? I think we should be specific also.
But not the legislation program.
Oh. Should reflect legislation.
Okay, honourable members, and difficult to think about me just 5 days, you know, for members who are busy or so. You know, I think if I'm the staff, I can write anything that I want to write. Members are clear this thing and I came to the table. The citizen members of parliament are saying they can't read.
Going through these minutes as well and the previous minutes, there are a number of resolutions that have not been implemented by the committee. May I propose to our secretariat that are doing the minutes, maybe by next week, give us all those outstanding resolutions that are not being taken so that we can be focused. Just highlight, not reading all the minutes, but just focus on the resolution, especially those that are not being implemented. The committee just left it hanging. So that when we draw our next program chair, we will give priorities to those resolution that we took and we have not been implemented, and review those that we think decision need to be reviewed if necessary. So that now that we got minutes, we agreed to resolve almost everything that we're doing in a committee in a correct way. Thanks, Chair.
Well, the team will sit down, look at all the resolution, then they'll classify them accordingly. And then to assist us exactly, maybe when we come back, there are a lot of people that we said we must invite, but we have not invited them. Simply that next year we have to invite some of the people that we said we must invite. Of course, we still have an outstanding issue of meeting with the leadership of CRL after having briefed by the regional sector in our own meeting. We have to meet with them, but it can't be this year maybe, where we sit down and have a discussion with them, some of the issues that were raised at the meeting, and see how to deal with the report. The report belongs to them. They are presenting to us because they account to us. Our duty really is to take the report or reject the report or to take it back to them, again, to rework it accordingly, is we have to apply our mind exactly how do you want to deal with it. It's a very urgent, outstanding issue that we must finalize. And then we have to identify all those issues. And then the secretaries we meet, I think next week, will have all the list of outstanding resolution to implement. And then we'll then decide how to set up a program for next year. I think next year will be a little bit busy because already the minister has said that there's a detail. In fact, we're almost overhauling the demarcation. Then it's going to be very detailed. And then there will be a lot of other issues that we have to deal with. Okay. There's a program for tomorrow. It's circulated. Today, of course, we wanted to cover the Melham. Was that petition or the request by many of your colleagues who are signing to meet with the minister? Of course, we have agreed. We wanted the minister to come today, but the president has sent him out. He's not around today in general. I think maybe in the afternoon, but after sitting of the house, it's very difficult to meet and do anything. On the 14th, then the minister is coming. I hope that Honorable Melham, all the colleagues that signed, they will be part of the meeting.
That's the future?
Yeah. They will be part of the meeting.
because I think there are a lot of issues that they want to raise with the minister. The minister is available, and then we'll have a discussion with them, have a discussion and see what we want to do. Tomorrow, then, we have invited these innovators to appear before the committee. Department of Science and Technology, a lot of innovative ideas that they have already introduced. AMSCO, CLR, of course, the SALCA and the minister, they want to be briefing us that day. They're not really briefing us, generally. We are going to be briefed by three, Department of Technology, AMSCO, and CLR. These others, they're just invited to come and listen to the presentation. They're not going to be briefing us anyway. And otherwise, they mustn't have that impression that we'll brief us. They won't. It's general brief us on that. They're invited to come and listen to the briefing on those who are very innovative. And I think they have committed themselves that they're coming. I think we'll give them some time tomorrow. Sitting in the tree, we can have some time just to give them, I think. We can see them what else we want to do. Tomorrow, okay, it's S12. It's the ground one. Okay. We'll meet at 10, I think, until then. Lunchtime. And then these issues, the important one though is the meeting with the minister. On the 14th, the minister is coming, Honorable Melham, and the team that requested us. It's just important for the Committee of Parliament also to hold the executive accountable. The minister will come in, we have a discussion, and we'll see what we want to do. On Wednesday, the 15th, will be Urban Development Framework, integrated one, and effect of climate change on local government. The department is briefing us on that. National Disaster Management Center, I'm not sure exactly what they're going to do, but I'm not sure anything new. They come and they may brief us on some of the issues. Of course, their report was not presented because they're not a separate department, they're part of the board. Effect of climate change is also a minister. It's a department that is briefing us on that. Tuesday, 21st, community work program. I think they're going to have a new team of contracts that is going to be working on that area.
Sorry, Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
So just so that I'm 100% clear, the meeting that we were supposed to have with the minister today is moving to next week Tuesday.
Yeah.
The Disaster Management Center, are we seeing them also on the 14th, or are we going to move that to the 15th? We're going to move that to the 15th. Okay.
So, Minister General, we are giving you a platform.
Thank you, Chair.
To engage with the minister. Prepare your factual issues. The minister is well prepared.
Okay.
He's not guilty of anything. He's going to explain it to you. I think we are
That's
going to
want.
We are going to love it when he explains it to you.
Yeah.
You'll be convinced, yeah.
Of the minister, maybe we must also encourage, especially in your office, Chair, to tell the minister to be here, particularly when the departments are giving reports, like what was going on last time. It used to assist us a lot that maybe your office must find a way that if it's not going to be here, be a clear apology on that, Chair. Just to encourage you to say that the minister will meet him almost all the time here in our meeting when the departments present their reports. That's
okay. We'll again emphasize that to the ministers to ensure that they attend this meeting, because when they are there, would need to convene another meeting again for him to come in today. Okay? We are fine.
On the meeting was on the meeting with the minister, my understanding is that certain things have been raised in relation to some of the I'm not very familiar with the detail, but on the ESCOM question, the issues that were raised in the present hearings that are taking place, or present investigation, or processes that are taking place in relation to ESCOM. It may be useful to have a sense of what has transpired there from the side of the leadership of the committee. I'm just raising that as a general point. And I'm not saying anything specific, but I'm just saying we need to have a sense of that.
Well, there on our side, that the Honourable Minister is going to be here to account to members of Parliament on issues that were raised. Some of the issues really are about Kenya. Some of the issues already they will be appearing in terms of the inquiry, that's why. But it's appearing before us, not for inquiry purposes. Just to take us through on some of the concerned members that raised that issues, I think it's going to explain it to us. There will be engagement on that. But of course, that team, that side, they don't have a right to call whoever. If they feel that there are issues for ministers to come and explain, they will invite the minister to go to that speaker team to explain himself. But we are giving platform for members to raise issues that concern them. Sweden is a bigger issue. I think yesterday also there are lots of issues in terms of the media and the investigation, the issue and the department relationship. The minister really is good in hands on his behalf because we don't know exactly how to put on the footage. But I think we're going to have points and have a discussion. And then every member will have a right to raise the frustration, not only members who have requested him to appear before the committee, but every member who say no, but this is reported this way. Of course, it's not a public, it's not an inquiry at all. It's just holding ministers to account to members of parliament on their day-to-day operation of the work given to them by parliament. And then it's going to be a very exciting meeting, yes. I'm looking forward on our American to this very exciting meeting. Open.
Chair, we best find a nice venue for it. Maybe M46 is a good venue, Chair.
M46?
Yeah.
Oh, that's flat.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. We'll try to get a nice venue. This one also be a nice venue.
It's a bit small.
I'll invite you many people.
You just said it was going to be an exciting meeting, Chair.
Are you allowed to write to the Absolutely. Yeah, I know, that's true. Any member will pose question accordingly. The minister has been prepared, was prepared to come even today to engage on this issue. Because of the issue that's why I thought that on the 18th. We don't want to lump it another day, just another day. But we are not dealing with inquiries at all. Because I know we end up with a large number of people coming here with another parliamentary inquiry. No, there's one inquiry that far. They could be right to also inviting us as individuals if there is something that they want us to answer to. I think the minister also may be invited by them at a certain point in time to go there and just give more information to give more information. But that's what we are going to be doing on the 14th. And on the 21st, again, is the question of community work program. Of course, just to get a report, to adjust it. We know that the current term is ending and that we are going to have another
visit a CPW project in Cape Town. I'm not sure that there's one in Cape Town.
Yeah, there's a lot. Let's
try to find out. There's one. Maybe we can go to Kailisha somewhere or another place. Let us try to find a place to go and visit. And then joint meeting with Portfolio Committee of Energy, Public Enterprise and Finance. This is an outstanding issue. We met within the joint meeting for that to meet again, just to update on the question of SDO.
Chair, on that one, in our minutes, one of the recommendations was that we be briefed on the IMTT resolutions here. Now, the minister chairs that IMTT, and I think it would be important that the minister also attends this meeting for the briefing purposes and to respond to issues that are raised and queries about this. I'm not trying to derail it or anything like that. I just think that he's the person who is in charge of that process. He must be able to respond to it.
Okay. The minister, I think the minister has also General Energy, Public Enterprises, and I think they should attend. If they're not there, that issue should not be there. It's a very important joint meeting for us as well. Wednesday, the 29th, then is the last day we are there. We are just dealing with the whole issue. China, they have approved everything. But of course, I don't feel I have to approve it. So I will go there. I think we'll go to China twice next year, generally. Then we'll go to China to see if that's an important. We have all the questions.
This is not a sanction.
This one?
Mm-hmm. We are invited to
go to China. It is not at all, because we are going to enjoy it. But the real issue, they came to here, they were impressed by your approach, and then they said they may consider doing this, and they said that you are prepared to come. And then formally then, we have been in touch with them. They have then invited us to visit, because we needed a letter, you know, just for people to remember written a letter. We have already then submitted the proposals to committees, to the speaker, general to the speaker, take upon a decision. All others are just making recommendations. Spoke to the speaker. We had a meeting, and I guess that the speaker is going to work. And again, we're going to have another one. But those who can go, they won't go in and come out with a good idea. This is winter. Very difficult to enjoy it. I think members will go there. The next tour again that we organize, another colleague who won't be there this time will also be alternative to ensure that it's all of us will visit. The second budget economy and the world. That will be the end then of.
50,000 and have an action plan. How do we implement those resolutions that are spent? Would be a good idea to that we should install this here without meeting with the other. I think general would be a good idea. Find a date, some of these days, maybe instead of using project, we may have to continue to meet them, having a discussion with some of these issues. But I think it would be only fair to discuss with them when we are also fresh in our mind, what we discuss with them, with each other. To discuss it in March next year, I think it's too far. It's really too far. We have a discussion with them when we are fresh, our mind, every note is still there. After December, we're going to miss our notes, you know, then we'll be very happy. We must consider this. We'll invite them, maybe they're 22 instead of visiting. And next year, then we can have what we call oversight visits and visit this community work conference and see what are the issues. I know that today then we are debating the bill. I'm sure that is a debate. They were telling me that is a debate today. I'm not sure if they got the time, but it's a debate. I think we are fine in terms of the problem. Unless there's other problem that is there, government law, any problem, we are ready. We are ready for meeting in Zuba, in Japan.
You and me both.
Thank you for your contribution.